So this is a recording I just really thought of out of nowhere, just really walking around and just taking everything in as it goes. And so one thing that was kind of on my mind this morning is how you can get involved in many different groups and be able to teach people what they need to know to move forward within society. And so how are you able to do that, you might ask? Well, you can go through many different churches, you can go through different organizations, whether it may be blind or sighted perhaps. And also, there's many different programs as well. Even if you live in a very small town, and it may not be the most community-oriented, they would at least have one type of program. And so, being that said, if there isn't a program, it's always good to create your own program. Even if it's something that may not lead to something at first, the best thing is to never give up and just see where it lands. Because as it is, life is a gamble in itself. And if you don't gamble on yourself, who are you going to gamble on? That's the way I've always looked at life. And so you have to take that gamble, you have to take that plunge, you have to be able to move forward and see where life is going to be able to take you. As they say, you know, you don't really know until you try it. And they would always get that and hammer it in your head, you know, as that analogy. They would literally want you to remember that for years and years and years, that there was always people, I remember, especially starting out in elementary days even, and going to school, and there were these different foods, like different cauliflowers and broccoli, and they'd mix it with raisins, walnuts, pecans, whatever you want to call them. I call them pecans because it's just like pee in a can, you know. I used to do that too. If you couldn't find a bathroom, you just pee in a can. Everything's good, man. You know, you gotta go somewhere, you know. So, anyways. I guess the point of this podcast is to find different ways that you can be able to get involved in something. And so, some people, they might find it through going to college or any type of school. And while that's not exactly for me, I can understand where that may work for some. Some people, they live in school. Some people, school is their life, you know. And they feel that without it, they're kind of lost and there is no hope. And it's a really sad way to look, but the truth is it's in yourself. You have to find that balance wherever it is. And once you do find that balance, I think you become a overall better person, you know, just due to that. You would be able to figure out where you're supposed to go in life. You have to really get in tune with yourself, just like when you would have to tune into a different station, you know, back in the day, you know. It's like, you know, the old man says, back in my day, we didn't do it this way, and this is the way it was done. Quit overcomplicating things. And that's exactly the way it goes, you know. You have to literally tune in to that channel within you. And everybody has their own channel, and people constantly watch different channels on YouTube. And one thing that surprises me is they don't even actually have an option on TikTok as of yet. They're kind of like these little short thrown together videos but they actually don't have channels per se, which is kind of interesting, but they probably will in the future, I would think, even if it is AI based. And that's the thing too, is I find a huge fascination when it comes to anything that's AI related. And in some ways people think that it can be taken over, and in some ways they may be right. But however, let's be honest, most things are really pretty tedious to begin with, that you would rather be doing anything else that's creative. And if you really don't agree with that statement, I don't know what to tell you. But there were just times, you know, whether you're in school, whether you're in college, whether you're in any type of setting, you can be sitting at a restaurant or whatever and just waiting on somebody, and you're just sitting there, or even just sitting outside within nature, and you're just sitting out there and you're trying to figure out who you are, why your existence is here, and where you're going in life, what's your next step. And so trying to figure that out and tune into yourself, and as they say, channel within yourself who you really are, that's what you have to do. And so being able to do that and have that confidence, the confidence is always the key to pure success. And different people have also different ways of defining their success, no matter what that is. And what may be successful to someone else may not be successful to you, and it can also be turned in reverse as well, because everybody has a different definition of what success should be. And so knowing that, you find your own success, and that is what's going to empower you and bring you to the top of where you need to be. And you never let yourself go down, because there's going to be challenges that are going to be ahead. There's going to be challenges that may get in your way. There's going to be challenges that may push you in a different direction than you thought you would go in. But that's fine. You're always going to end up right back where you started. And you figure out where you're at and say, well, I've been here before. This is where I need to go with it. And so that's kind of what life is really about, is you're going to get kicked down and pushed down, and then you're going to have to get back up and figure out where you might have went wrong and how you can fix it for yourself within the future. And so doing that, you become a much better person. And to me, it doesn't matter what religion background you come from. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what your culture values are. It doesn't matter your stance on gay pride or not. It doesn't matter your stance on wherever you are in society. Everybody has their own opinions, and everybody has an asshole that needs to be covered up as well. So that's the way to look at life. And I think we focus in and zoom in too much, like a camera lens. We zoom in way too much on what we should be doing and where we should be going, and not so much where we want to go. And see, there's a difference. You can try to figure out where you want to go, or you could make yourself go in a direction that you may not want to go in. And so just taking that time and getting in your inner intuition and saying, hey, this really clicks with me. This is where I need to be. This is where I need to go. And this is where I picture myself. And everybody has that. And everybody needs that motivation. And I did not plan on doing this in depth of a podcast today. But here I am just waking up at, what, like 3:50 in the morning, and all of a sudden literally just got up about 20 minutes ago and just thought of this. Didn't have to put a script together, didn't have to write anything down. It was just what was on my mind. And Sometimes you just have to let it go, whatever's on your mind, and take that energy, let it flow through your body, and take it in, and just breathe in and focus on what you have to do. And just let it out. And that's where you need to go in life. You have to take it head on, no matter what it is. I mean, we all have to learn from different mistakes, whether it be getting cuts on your body, you know, whether you got a finger cut, whether you got a cut on your toe, no matter what it is, you never let anything stop you. And you always keep moving forward, you always keep being stronger, and you become tougher over time, and you never give up. That's the trick. You never give up. It doesn't matter how far you're going to go below, because you may go under to a point where it's like, what the fuck do I do? And you know what? It doesn't matter. You need to know what to do, because guess what? You know who you are and what you're about and where you belong in society. And that's what you need to be passionate about. You don't need to have a passion of what somebody else should say you should do, or what they might have done. They've already done what they've done. The question is, are they happy with what they've done? 9 times out of 10, no, they're not happy with what they've done. But there is that 1%, or even 10%, that may be. And so that's the person you want to talk with and say, hey, dude, what makes you really passionate about what you're doing? Because I need to restore that passion in myself. And everybody needs that person. And that's the person that I am becoming again. Because I feel like I've lost it myself. And you have to be able to pick it up and bring it up and say, don't worry about it. You might fail. And, you know, you may even succeed. But it doesn't matter. Either way, you got to enjoy what you're doing. It's all right at the end of the day. You just gotta enjoy it. See where it takes you. Just like when you get high, it's a ride. Or when you get drunk, it's a ride. Just take in that ride. Don't freak out. There's gonna be some twists and turns like a roller coaster. Don't let it bother you. Just take it in for what it is. And let it flow. And don't worry about it, because it's gonna be turned upside down. Your life will be turned upside down instantly, and you're gonna be like, I don't know what to do in this situation. And that's fine. Nobody would. But if you just take a few seconds, or even a few minutes, and just sit there and be like, where do I need to go? Whether you pray, whether you don't pray, but you should definitely be able to pray within yourself, whether you believe in religious views or not. Because you should have that passion for yourself. Because without that passion, you're lost as a person. And what good is that when you're lost yourself and you can't help somebody else? Because everybody else has a story, and that's what you're paying for, by the way, when it comes to anything. You're paying for a story. There's no business that you can tell me you've ever came across where there wasn't a story involved. There's always a story. The question is, what is your story? That is what it should be. What's my story? You know, my story is that I'm a cancer survivor. I've been able to battle it, you know, at 2 years old. I wasn't supposed to be here on this earth, but here I am. And there's been twists and turns along the way. I wasn't supposed to be homeless. Our family wasn't supposed to be homeless, but yet we were. And so guess what? You don't let it bring you down. There's a lot of homeless people in society. There's been homeless people. It used to be known as junkies back in the day. Oh, all they want to do is drugs, man. All they want to do is drugs. Just sit around and don't worry about them people. Well, guess what? Society sees a difference now that, guess what? Homeless people are not junkies. Homeless people are just you and me trying to live life, and they happen to get the bad end of life. And so now they have to understand how to readapt and get themselves back on track. And by the way, most homeless people really are not even on drugs. So I don't know where that stereotype even came into play, because most homeless people, they don't want to be homeless. It's just the way society has become nowadays, to where everything is so overly inflated, to where you cannot even go to the store, and $50 is what used to be $10. And so, does that stop you? No, but you have to be smarter in how you're going to be able to spend it and what you should be investing in. Treat everything like an investment. It might even be for free at first. It may be a volunteer basis, but once you get past that, you're going to be able to figure out where you should go. You're the only one that can do that. Nobody else can do it for you. They might be able to give you that motivation, but you have to be the one that actually does it. And so once you do that, then you'll be able to succeed in whatever it is that you want to accomplish. And so that's what it's all about. And you have to have a passion. And I remember when I was in high school, people would tell me, you don't know how to speak. They told me throughout elementary, you don't know how to speak at all. You don't know anything. You need speech classes. You don't know what to say. You're a southern boy. You're a country boy. You don't know what the hell you're doing. Well, they're probably right. I may not know what I'm doing, but guess what? If I act like I know what I'm doing, that's all that matters in society. Because that's what everybody else does. That's what the other 98% of society does. They have no clue what the fuck they're doing. But they damn sure act like they know what they're doing. Because if they don't act like they know what they're doing, they're not going to succeed. They're going to get fired from that job. They'll get fired from themselves. Because some people just don't want to work in society. And I don't blame them, because at the end of the day, you're just a robot. So don't be a robot. Be yourself. Be yourself and be who you want to be. You know, just be who you want to be in this society. Society is nothing more than your mindset, by the way. That's all society really is. It's not the whole entire universe. It's your mindset. It's your cultural and historical views on it. That's it. That's all it really is. That's what society is. It's your inner mindset. And that's what you need to really tap into. Because if you don't do that, nobody else will. And so that's kind of my morning thoughts for the day. And somehow I was able to put that together. I have no idea how. But I did that with no coffee. And just waking up and just being rejuvenized and feeling really good. And all of a sudden, I'm just like, I don't know. What really sounds good right now is to just do a podcast and share with people some inner knowledge of what's going through my mind. Because if I don't let it out, I feel like it's trapped in myself and I feel like I'm not doing anything with it. And so that's what I need to be able to teach people, is that it doesn't matter what you think you can't do. The problem is, once you try it, you can't ever go back. I mean, there's been people I've helped, you know, with no expectation whatsoever throughout my life. And there's been people that have literally wondered, I don't know how to cook. I have no idea where to even start. Well, guess what? I can tell you right now, everybody in their home has a microwave. Everybody. And, you know, back in the day, they used to think, oh, there's radiation issues and many things like that. But obviously, people have grown a lot smarter. And it's not even a radiation issue. It's magnetrons, and they're on the same wavelength as the way radios are set up to begin with. You know, people have more radiation, I think, around them nowadays than they ever did before. I mean, all you have to do is look at your phone. It's on a radiation spectrum. You know, usually they, and iPhones, believe it or not, are actually higher up. But Anything, you know, as they say, within the moderation, whatever that is, and I think that's just a fine line of what they want it to be, you know. But anything within reasoning and anything within a certain depth works. And so anything that's not overdoing it is okay, just like you can't over-exercise. That's not good. Well, you also can't exercise either. So there has to be a balance somewhere, just like when you're in elementary and PE, what would you always do to be able to, you know, perform your best and have a good balance? Well, you would use a balance beam. That's what you would do. You get on that balance beam and you walk across it with both your legs. You don't walk with one leg. I mean, unless you're really talented, and that would be awesome if you could do that, man. You'd be really awesome. I'd be proud of you for sure, man. If you can accomplish that and go across it with one leg way up in the air, I mean, that would take a lot of strength. And I couldn't do that myself, but I mean, I'd have to, I mean, I probably could, but, you know, it's like what they say, practice makes perfect, and that's how it always goes, you know. The more you practice something, just like in the beginning, you can't walk. You know, but guess what? You keep practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing, and you can say that a million times. But everybody's heard that word, but they don't listen to that word. That's the difference. Nobody actually listens to it or takes it in. And so once you do take it in, and once you do understand what you're saying and what you're really about and who you are, then you're going to become a better person overall because of it. And so that's my thoughts on where we all need to be as a society. And so getting back on the cooking, like even using a microwave, a lot of people have microwaves. And so, I mean, you can make a ton of things in the microwave. I didn't think you could either, but that's the power of a good social media. See, there's bad social media and good social media, and you might think all of it's good, and that's cool too, but I have my own opinions just like anybody else does, and, you know. But when you find good things and you find things that are actually going to keep your mind going and keep you learning and keep your mind flowing in the right direction, then you're going to be a better all over, you know. You'll be better over a better person due to that. And so when it comes to microwave, I mean, you could throw shrimp in the microwave, you could throw crab legs in the microwave, you can cook turkey burgers in the microwave. And I used to be one of them people. I'm like, yeah, turkey burgers, no thank you, I'm good. Turkey sausage, and no, I'm good. But it's something about them that actually makes it really good. It's almost a little sweeter than regular hamburger if you've never tried it. It's really good. The only difference is you have to cook the shit out of it, which is perfect for somebody that does not know how to cook, again, because it's impossible to make mushy. If you make a turkey burger mushy, then all you have to do is cook it more, 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 and keep going. And then once you do that, it ain't gonna be no mush anymore. Whereas with beef is the complete opposite. You don't want to overcook beef, boy. Unless you really like things well done. But to me, it tastes like leather after a while, and it's impossible to eat. And it's also not very good on your digestive system either. So there's that too. And even too rare is not good on your digestive system either. But there are people that are able to eat things that are raw, but they have to be purely grass-fed to do that. And nowadays, I don't know if I would even trust that myself unless I actually, you know, ended up taking in the cow and doing all the work and everything else that goes into it. And that's one benefit, too, is we don't have to hunt anymore, even though some people, they do it for leisure purposes. But it does come up with some good benefits as well too. I mean, there's nothing like fresh deer meat, that's for sure. Just like elk or anything for that matter. A lot of these things that are, exotic animals and things like that. It's always interesting, just like in the beginning when I was saying you always need to try something different, you know, whether it be different vegetables, like a broccoli salad or whatever. It's like, you know, I don't think I'd want that. Well, guess what? How do you know? Just because it looks a certain way or feels a certain way? Well, your taste and your feel are totally different senses. That's why you have five different senses, you know. The smell, the taste, the seeing, the touching, and I know that I'm missing one, but whatever. Either way, yeah. So, knowing that, you have to be able to understand where you belong in that society. And so, other things you can even cook in the microwave. You could even make chicken in the microwave, which is pretty interesting. And some things, if they come out too dry, the secret to that is you take a cup of water and you put it next to it. So, wish I would have known about that years ago. Especially when you try to reheat spaghetti or lasagna or anything. Or even pizza. It's like pizza, it will turn into pure, like, either a brick or just leather. And it doesn't taste very good in the microwave. I'm like, oh no. No pizza in the microwave. I'm good. But guess what? If you put it in a bowl or on a plate or whatever, then you take a cup of water and you put it in there, oh, it's so much better. It comes out way softer. It's amazing. So you just have to learn about the mechanical advantages of using these products to your best abilities. That's the way to do it. You have to work against the system, as they say. Whatever that system is, you know, and you put that within your own mind. Where is that system? Is it the machine that you're working against? Or is it even just in life people that have done you wrong? Are you working against them? And so that's where you have to put it right. So maybe you don't have to put it right for that person, but put it right for yourself at least. That's what it's about. And so I hope you all really digest what I'm giving you and take it in and apply it to your own life and see where it goes. Just even one step at a time. And I think I'll even listen back to this because there are parts where I'm just stuck and I'm like, I don't even know where to go. And I think something was just telling me, you know, to do this podcast and really put it out there and see where it's going to go. And so I will leave y'all with that, and y'all have a wonderful day.